USAA is proudly celebrating 100 years of serving the military community. It was a group of soldiers who launched USAA in 1922 by joining together to insure each other's vehicles when no one else would. Since then, USAA has grown to more than 13 million members strong. And through it all, one thing has remained. USAA is still serving the military community and their families. Find out more at usaa.com/100.
I'm Mike Lewis. This week on The Veteran's Voice, finding homes for homeless veterans, more and better VA benefits, healing through the arts, and first responders in the military competing with pickleball on The Veteran's Voice.
And hot! Welcome to The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA. Veteran's Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, originating from the Optum Podcast Studios, in partnership with podcast channel sponsors, Medicare mentors, technology partner, Colorado Computer Support, and supporting partner, Wirenut Home Services. And now, here's your host, Mike Lewis.
The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA and the Optum Podcast Studio. Mike Lewis with you. It's great to be back on The Veteran's Voice. And we've got an important episode, as always, coming your way. I would love to welcome back Carrie Lukens and Preston Smith. They're joining us today on The Veteran's Voice via Zoom. We're going to be talking about 719 Heroes and Operation Step Up. Both of you, it's great to have you on The Veteran's Voice.
Thank you so much for having us back. Thank
you. Well, you guys are doing wonderful work. We appreciate it. And let's go ahead, for those folks who may be new to The Veteran's Voice, what is 719 Heroes and Operation Step Up?
Well, 719 Heroes is a group of realtors and a program at Sell State Alliance Realty, in which we service military, law enforcement, firefighters, healthcare professionals, and educators, and those folks around those groups. In any time that they buy or sell a home directly through Sell State Alliance Realty and the 719 Heroes program, we reward them with 25% of our commissions back as a gift and a reward for being a hero. And then we donate another 5% directly to Mount Carmel for Operation Step Up. And Operation Step Up is the homeless veterans housing initiative at Mount Carmel.
Well, thank you for everything you do to help our veterans. And we know that we have a homeless veterans problem in this community that we are trying to address, and you're doing your part. And I know right now both of you have an ask for the community, don't you?
We do. It costs about $1,500 a month to take care of placing a homeless veteran into a unit and providing them with all the wraparound services that they need. That's the mental health, the job placement, the benefit assistance. And so if 70 of our listeners were able to donate $22 a month, that would be would help us to get another door so we can help up to another 4 homeless veterans a year, because they stay in that unit for about 90 days, where they then transition into sustainable housing instead of emergency transitional housing.
When you say $22 a month, I mean, that's a couple of pizzas, and you're making a difference in someone's lives that you're going to impact them for years and years and years.
You are. You know, last year when we were at Pikes Peak Mission to Zero, we were able to have a young man who was a veteran walk up to our table, and he was homeless. And he didn't know what he was going to do or where he was going to sleep that night. Fortunately, we were able to introduce him to all the wonderful staff and volunteers at Mount Carmel. And the unit happened to be ready for turnover. So within 48 hours, we got him into a home. We got him a roof over his head so he had a warm, safe place to sleep. And he got all of those wraparound services. And now he is standing on his own 2 feet, you know, Mount Carmel and the community giving him that hand up instead of that hand out.
That's a great success story. We love hearing that. And in just a moment, we're going to ask you to both tell us how, if someone wants to go ahead and give that $22 a month, how they need to do that. But first, every season brings a new strain on your home systems. Veterans Voice partner, the Wirenut Home Services, is the service you can count on to help you with your heating, cooling, electrical needs. They are family-owned and proud to employ honest, hardworking Coloradans. When you need plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical help, The Wire Nut does all that. That's right. They're here for you. Plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical. Yes, The Wire Nut. They are here to service you. All right, let's continue with our guests, Kerry Lukens and Preston Smith. They are with Operation Step Up and 719 Heroes. They're joining us today on The Veteran's Voice via Zoom. And just a moment ago, you mentioned that if someone wants to help, you're just asking for $22 a month. How does someone make that donation?
Well, they can make that donation by going directly to 719heroes.com. And there's a little donate button on the top right. You can go ahead and click there, and you'll see it pop up for Operation Step Up. And you can click and donate as much as you would like.
You know, Mike, you can do a one-time donation of any amount. Like I said, it costs about $1,500 a month to serve one unit and help, you know, one of our homeless veterans at a time. Unfortunately, in Colorado Springs, we have over 100 homeless veterans on our streets every single night, and that's a travesty.
You can't drive through the streets of Colorado Springs without seeing the homeless problems, and I see many people holding up signs that say they're homeless veteran. It breaks our heart, and I want to thank you again for doing something to make a difference, to help them. Again, we are changing lives. We are giving people that need some help that hand up so they can move on to the another chapter in their life and become productive citizens, and who knows what they're going to go on to accomplish. So thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
All right, you have an upcoming event here. You are partners with Mount Carmel. What's going to be happening on May 2nd here at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center?
On May 2nd, we will be hosting a financial literacy and home ownership class. It begins at 6:30 p.m. there at Mount Carmel. It's open and complimentary, no charge to anybody who wants to find out more information about not only financial literacy, but how that financial literacy can lead to the benefit of home ownership.
Yeah, Kerry, could you elaborate just a little bit more? Financial literacy, what do you mean by that?
You know, so many of our population is not taught the power of savings and the power of making their money work for them instead of them working for their money. When you buy home ownership, not only are you getting a financial benefit, but you're getting an emotional and psychological benefit. It's the biggest investment, financial, psychological, and emotional, that you make. When you have a roof over your head that is yours, that gives you dignity, that gives you pride, and that gives you an ability to then help your community just the way that Mount Carmel helps the community.
And when you become a homeowner, just like you said, it changes your life. And then at some point, you're going to have that asset paid off, and you're going to be able to live in that location and not have that monthly money going out every month. I mean, that's the ultimate goal, isn't it?
That's the ultimate goal. And I'll share a little tidbit that a lot of people don't know. When you are a homeowner, if you are able to make the equivalent of one extra payment a year, you're going to cut about 7 years off of that 30-year mortgage if you have a 30-year mortgage.
Now, I realize that things change. We're seeing interest rates go up right now. What are you telling potential home buyers in the market that we are living in right now at this moment?
Actually, we're coming to you via Zoom, like you said, and we're at an economic forum this morning. We're letting people know that, once again, like we had said before, the sky is not falling. Interest rates have started to level off. The buyer is starting to have a lot more power in the market. And as far as, you know, what they're asking for during the negotiation aspect of the home buying process. So it's starting now to give everybody a lot of great power, and it's a phenomenal time to buy. Interest rates are predicted to go up further in the future. So if you can do it now, you can lock it in a lower rate. And let's say interest rates do decline and inflation starts to come down and all that wonderful stuff starts to happen, like we all hope it does. As that happens, you can refinance that home generally down to a lower rate. But at least you've gotten the home at a lesser price now than what it's going to be elevated at a later date.
And Mike, even though interest rates are rising, equity is still being built. So
Absolutely. It's
still a financial win for you instead of a financial detriment. Would you rather pay, you know, 7% interest on a mortgage or 100% interest on somebody else's mortgage when you rent?
Exactly. Rent is just money that you're just putting out every month, and then it's gone. So we appreciate that. Well, listen, we'll wrap this conversation up in just a couple of moments. Very, very informative. Veterans Voice is partnered with Optum and produced in the Optum Podcast Studio. Optum and Mountain View Medical Group, they are all part of Optum. They have 20 clinics throughout the Pikes Peak region. Optum primary and specialty care doctors provide quality, patient-centered care. They're backed by Optum's industry-leading health services and technology. Optum dedicated to helping our community live healthier while keeping care affordable. Go to OptumCare.com/Colorado. And again, we come to you from the Optum Podcast Studio. Big thanks to our partners, Optum. Well, Carrie and Preston, again, thank you for everything you're doing to help homeless veterans. One more time, if someone wants to make a difference, maybe they want to make a monthly donation, maybe they want to make a one-time donation. Again, tell them what they need to do, please.
If you would go to 719heroes, that's 719heroes.com, click on the donate button in the top right, or you can give us a call and we can share other ways that you can donate or get involved at 1-866-719-HERO, H-E-R-O.
All right, Carrie and Preston, thank you so much. We'll have you back again on the Veterans Voice, and I know you've got a conference to get back to. Thank you for joining us on Zoom.
Thanks always thank you, Mike. For having us.
Have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you. Coming up in just a moment on the Veterans Voice, Marshall Bosworth. He is a Veterans Service Officer. We're going to be talking about the PAC Act in just a moment.
You're listening to The Veterans Voice, presented by USAA in partnership with Optum, Medicare Mentors, Colorado Computer Support, and the Wirenut Home Services.
The Veterans Voice, presented by USAA and the Optum Podcast Studio, continues. Marshall Bosworth, Veterans Service Officer for El Paso County in Colorado, joins us. Marshall, it's good to have you on The Veterans Voice.
Thank you, Mike. It's good to be here. I appreciate being able to do this today.
Well, we're talking about something very important. You may have heard the term the PAC Act. By the way, Senator John Hickenlooper from Colorado helped get this act passed. New legislation, new law. What is the PAC Act?
Yes, Mike. And, you know, thanks to actually Senator Hickenlooper and Congressman Lamborn supported it as well. What the PAC Act did is it added the big thing that it added is it added 23 presumptive disabilities to for veterans for toxic exposures. And toxic exposures are back from the Vietnam era, Agent Orange exposures, and in the Gulf War era, the burn pits, oil well fires, and all of those chemicals from when those two time periods. And it actually added some locations that were not previously considered for Agent Orange exposure. It added some radiation locations, as well as some different areas in the Gulf. And it also is enabling the VHA, the Veterans Health Administration, to provide health care for veterans that may not have been eligible for it before that served during these time frames. They're estimating that it could add up to 350 million veterans to be eligible for that health care. So that's really a key element because there's a lot of veterans that because they may not have had a disability or they may have had a different income bracket may not have qualified for those benefits before.
It's possible that someone who served, let's say, in the Vietnam era or the Gulf War, as you mentioned, was exposed to one of these, Agent Orange comes to mind. I remember hearing about that. And later in life, they start having health issues. It may be directly tied to their military service.
Yeah, absolutely. And the VA has a list of what they call presumptive disabilities. And so if we can prove that the veterans served in these specific areas that are on their list and they have one of these disabilities that is on that presumptive list, presuming that disability was caused by that service and that particular area of operations. And so what we're wanting to do is make sure that that veterans can come and see us and we can make that connection for them and help them get some disability granted to them.
And this can make a huge change in their lives moving forward, can it?
Absolutely. Anytime that we can get a veteran a source of income, whether it's through a disability where they may be struggling and they may not even be able to work full-time or work at all, this is always a way to improve their station. Because if we could get them some of this disability compensation, then they might be able to afford housing or just have, you know, a decent meal on the table and things like that. And there's a lot of veterans out there that don't have those things. And so we want to make sure we get them into our office so we can help them file for these benefits.
And this is one way that our country is saying thank you for your service. During the Vietnam era, we probably did not know the ramifications of Agent Orange. We exposed our men and women to that chemical, and it's had some detrimental effects. And this is one way the country is saying, we know what happened during your service. We want to take care of you.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And unfortunately, I myself am a Gulf War vet. And so for me, I have relatives that were Vietnam vets. I've had a lot of clients that are Vietnam vets, and we know that they weren't always treated appropriately when they came home. And so for me personally, this is a way for us to say, come see us, let us help you get what you've deserved for all these years and may not have been able to get. And I think our government finally is doing exactly that, saying, hey, we may not have done it for many years, but now we're trying to say, come in and see us. Thank you for what you did.
Now, did the PACT Act also have additional funding for veterans, or is it just changing that presumptive list as you were talking about?
It didn't add funding specifically for the veterans, but what the government did is it gave the Veterans Affairs, the Veterans Administration, $278 billion. And so they're using that money to hire more people. They're using that money to open up the healthcare system and to take care of all the administrative things that they need to do to get these claims in, get them adjudicated in a timely manner, and also to help provide the compensation benefits to the veterans. And actually, it includes some family members as well.
Well, let's talk about that in just a moment. Our guest is Marshall Bosworth, Veterans Service Officer, El Paso County Veterans Services. And we'll continue with Marshall in just a couple of moments. Imagine never having to worry about your information systems ever again. Colorado Computer Support is the exclusive Veterans Voice technology partner. They meet all of our, and they can meet your computing needs. Colorado Computer Support, veteran-owned. They're on your team for innovative, collaborative IT services, and they have solutions that will help enhance and support your Colorado business. When you need IT services and help, keep your business moving along with Colorado Computer Support. They're on your team. Our guest is Marshall Bosworth, Veterans Service Officer, El Paso County, here in Colorado Springs. Marshall, you alluded just a moment ago that family members may also be helped by this new legislation passed by Congress.
Yeah, and in the past, when a veteran passes away from a service-connected disability, their surviving spouse may qualify for a benefit called dependent indemnity compensation. And a lot of them have been denied that because I'm going to use hypertension as an example. Hypertension is one of the new presumptive disabilities added for Agent Orange exposure. And so if a veteran passed away, whether it was 5 years ago, 10 or 15 years ago, but hypertension was a cause of that, but the VA may have denied a claim because it wasn't presumptive. Now it is. So we can go back and look at those claims and help those surviving family members or surviving spouses maybe apply for that benefit that they may qualify for now under the new law.
If someone is listening to you right now, Marshall, and maybe they do have that family member and they want to find out more, what do they need to do to take that next step?
It's actually very easy. You can just contact our office. Our phone number is 719-520-7750. You could just call us and let them know what your needs are, and we'll make you an appointment. One of the other things we're doing is we're doing PACT Act briefings, and we're doing these once a month. Right now, our next one is on March 17th. We filled up our 9 a.m. time slot already, so we're actually adding a 1 o'clock time slot to that. So on the same day, we're going to do an afternoon session. I'll give a quick 15 to 20 minute briefing just to kind of explain the parameters of it. And then my VSOs are going to be on site to take people into their offices and help them file the PACT Act claims. And additionally to that, what's good is We're going to partner with the Veterans Health Administration and the Veterans Benefits Administration here locally. They're going to come help us file those claims. They're going to come in and do toxic exposure screenings and actually help enroll people in the Veterans Health Administration and the VA health system. So we've created some good partnerships and a good team here, and we're going to try to take care of the veterans the best we can.
Terrific. We'll continue in just a couple of moments. First, let me tell you about Medicare Mentors. Medicare can be complicated. Well, I'll tell you what, Medicare Mentors takes the complicated and makes it easy to understand. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark, veteran-owned Medicare Mentors, longstanding Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center partner, and the Veterans Voice podcast channel partner. More than that, they go above and beyond to make sure that when you need them, they are here lending you a helping hand. Medicare Mentors, again powered by Spark, going above and beyond. Visit MedicareMentorsLLC.com. Our guest, Marshall Bosworth. So the first basic briefing that you're going to have, I love the word briefing. It's very military of you, Marshall. I wonder where you got that word from. It's going to be on St. Patrick's Day on Friday the 17th.
Yes, sir.
If someone wants to attend one of these upcoming briefings, tell us, how do they register and where is it going to be located?
Call 719-520-7750 and talk to our staff. We'll get you on the list. Or email us at vet@elpasoco.com, vet@elpasoco.com. The location is at 5850 Championship View, Suite 130 in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and the zip is 80922, and that is on the northeast side of town near the Costco off of Powers and Barnes.
Thank you, and I hope you fill up all those briefings.
Thank you, sir. I hope so, too.
All right. Coming up in just a couple of moments, we'll be joined by Linda Sink. She is the Resource Development and Events Manager. What's coming up at Mount Carmel? We'll find out next.
You're listening to The Veterans Voice, presented by USAA, in partnership with Optum, Medicare Mentors, Colorado Computer Support, and the Wirenut Home Services.
The Veterans Voice, presented by USAA in the Optum Podcast Studio. I want to thank all of our partners who make this possible: Medicare Mentors, Colorado Computer Support, Optum, and the Wirenut Home Services. We could not do that without our partners, and a big, big, big thank you. Linda Sink, Resource Development and Events Manager, is now with us. You brought a guest, and what is on the agenda, Linda?
Thank you, Mike, for having us on the podcast today. Resource Development Events Manager, sitting with Justina Baker. So we have a couple things we want to talk about today. The first one is we just had our food distribution yesterday. It was wonderful. The weather held up. We had a good line, and we're always serving our community. So as a plug, looking for volunteers, partners to help us produce this and maintain it throughout the year. So give me a call, 719-772-7000. And again, we're always looking for sponsors as well to help us keep this moving forward. A couple events that we want to talk about. The Tillman Honor Run is happening on Saturday, April 8th at 8 o'clock. It's going to be at the Norris Penrose lower level. We've got a full vendor lineup. We've got lots of runners coming out. But the one thing I did want to point out is that you don't have to be in Colorado Springs to participate. You can go to the website, you can register, and there's, I believe, 15, 20 other locations doing it at the same time, same date, just different locations. If you want to represent Colorado Springs, maybe you're running on behalf of a soldier, maybe you're running on behalf of a family, or you just want to support, you can select the Colorado Springs location, and then our chapter here, will get credit for that. So Mark Collins, he is our tournament director, our race director out here. He's a ranger, so of course he's competitive. He's got all his rangers coming out. But you can give him a call. Actually, you can email him at asuranger@gmail.com. So he's an ASU alumni, right? So alum. So give him a call or shoot him an email. Find out more information. But that's the Tillman Honor Run on the 8th of April. I'm hoping for a beautiful, beautiful day.
Well, I'm telling you this, I think we're going to have a really nice turnout. We're supposed to have some beautiful weather coming. So
that supports our Pat Tillman Foundation. Again, 719-772-7000. If you need more information, give me a call. The next event that I'm super excited about and involves multiple organizations is the First Responders and Veterans Appreciation Pickleball Tournament. Now, I know we're going to talk about this later, but we're going to talk a little bit about it today. Justina, do you play pickleball?
So I actually own two pickleball rackets, and I have pickleballs. And did you know why they call it pickleball?
I don't.
Because the man that invented the game had a dog named Pickle, and Pickle was the one that would go get the ball and retrieve it all the time. Aww. Hence pickleball.
So this tournament is May 6th and 7th. It involves Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, the local police department, the local fire department. So it's the first responders versus the military organizations. Top three will take home some money. We've got lots of players, teams that are going to support. So stay tuned. We'll talk more about it. But if you need more information right away, 719-772-7000. Give me a holler. And you can come cheer on Justine and I as we play.
I'm going to go practice right now because we are competitive.
All right. Ladies, thank you for joining us. The both of you always brighten the room.
Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure. And as Linda alluded, we are going to continue on the podcast version of the Veterans Voice. If you're listening on KRDO News Radio, thank you so much. We appreciate that. You can find the Veterans Voice on any of your favorite podcast platform. Just type in the Veterans Voice. We'll continue. We've got more to talk about, including more pickleball information. That's on the way.
You're listening to the Veterans Voice, presented by USAA in partnership with Optum, Medicare Mentors, Colorado Computer Support, and the Wirenut Home Services.
The Veterans Voice presented by USAA and the Optum Podcast Studio continues. Our next guest on this edition of the Veterans Voice, Tara Savan Thomas and Mary Ann Eldon with the Bemis School of Art. Ladies, welcome to the Veterans Voice, and I'd like to go ahead and start with Tara. Tara, you have been partnered with Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center for quite some time now.
Since the very beginning. And actually, I knew the director even before that while he was at Fort Carson. So a long, long history of doing arts with the military and with Mount Carmel.
And Mary Ann, you are the art and expressions instructor here at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center.
Yes, I'm new. I just started a couple of weeks ago. And when Tara and I were talking about how we could take this art expressions program and expand it, we talked about bringing not just art, but bringing maybe some dance, some music, some nature. And so we've expanded the program to be more about expressive arts versus just doing, painting or drawing and all that, in an effort to help the veterans find more ways to relax and de-stress.
Well, as we said in the Navy, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. You know, we talk about this often on the Veterans Voice, trauma, helping veterans heal because of what some veterans have experienced on active duty, deployments. Sometimes trauma goes into their lives, and they need to be able to find a way to heal when they come back home. And art is such a key role in that, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. So we have found that, you know, a lot of veterans don't want to go through the clinical side of healing. And so sometimes having an opportunity to do arts or expressive arts in any fashion is a way for them to express themselves, to deal with stress, to, as one of our veterans said, is to get that stuff out of my head and onto a canvas. And so we found that that's been an alternative way for veterans to find a way to heal themselves and to deal with those stress.
And one thing before we take a deeper dive into this, this is free.
Yes, it is free. Here at Mount Carmel, we also have some programs at Bemis School of Art as well. So there's lots of opportunities for them to participate in whatever way they want. And we run some very short sessions, you know, like maybe 2 week weekends, and then some are 6 and 8 week long. So it's a variety for everyone's schedule.
And this is a discovery process, isn't it? I mean, you may not, maybe when you were a kid, you drew stick people. But you might have something inside of you that's waiting to blossom.
Absolutely. And, you know, the veterans that I've worked with so far, we've tried some different things. We've done MASC, which has been very, very popular for veterans in helping them express what they're feeling internally and what they're expressing externally. So MASC, doing clay MASC, doing paper MASC, it can be very healing because, like Tara said, it gets it out of the head. And in front of you. And so for a lot of veterans that I've worked with so far, they talk a lot about, I just want to, I have, you know, anger, or I have frustration, or anything like that that is very strong emotions, but they don't want to bring it out in an inappropriate way. And so by putting it on paper, on a canvas, maybe dancing it out, maybe, you know, doing some ceremony in nature, doing some nice meditation, it's ways that can help them de-stress and find ways to get some of that out so that they don't bring it out on other people.
And Marianne, as I heard you explain that, we've often heard of like going to a therapist and you talk about an issue. It sounds like correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like by putting things down on paper, in a way, that's like that's talking to a therapist in a way, but you're doing it on a piece of paper rather than verbally.
Absolutely. That is exactly what it is. I actually am an art therapist as well as a mental health counselor. So I can do talk therapy, which is what you just shared, and then art therapy. And art therapy is very specifically designed to help folks that are not able to be verbal about, and veterans really fall into that category because of some of the things that they've experienced. It's very hard to talk to someone, a complete stranger, let alone their family members about it. So sometimes by even doing something as simple as taking color and drawing circles, it sparks something and it's like, it feels good. I've watched the shoulders, you know, lower as they're doing their art, because it's like they're expressing themselves, but they don't have to say it out loud to someone else, and no one is going to judge them. And I think that's a big piece of the art, is that no one's judging them. They're just allowed to express themselves in a way that is useful.
Also, I think part of the culture of the military feeds into this, where you're told when you're serving, keep your mouth shut.
Shut.
And don't say anything. Just do what you're told. Follow orders. So it all kind of plays into this healing process, because people in the military may not be used to sharing openly their feelings.
Very much so. In fact, I think when I'm talking with the veterans and I'm sharing, like, this is what we're going to do tonight, I can see that they respond to that because they're used to, you know, taking orders. However, they also, because of the art, it gives them some freedom to put in some additional their own piece of what they want to do. So, for instance, I'm like, well, I may say, let's use paint. And they're like, no, I'd rather use colored pencils this time. Great. So it's a kind of a back and forth, which is really nice. It's like the order is out there, so to speak. However, there's flexibility in it, because I think the art allows folks to feel like, no, I have some ways I want to express myself.
You know, without sharing any specific names, would you like to talk about some success stories that you've seen in the past?
Sure. We have one gentleman that he was one of them that was really struggling when he first came to us. And I think he probably spent 5, 6, 7 years coming to our program. And he was one of them that said, I just needed to get that stuff out of my head. So he would paint and he would end up throwing his canvas away. You know, that was a way of him to just let go of what was going on with him. And it was also a controllable medium too, so that he could actually do some things and express himself. But he ended up going and opening a coffee shop and having it be a display of artwork by veterans. You know, so he took it another step further. We have a lot of veterans that have sold their work or have started doing festivals and fairs. We have one gentleman that went to film school in Denver, and now he's doing filming for sports, the big sports centers and all of the big sports that are happening in Denver. So there, you never know where somebody's going to land. Some folks, it's still just doing that. It's doing splatter paint and nothing else, or it's writing, or it's, you know, it's using one of these tools. But then there's others that go on and use it, you know, to as a second career or as a new hobby.
Well, I love hearing those success stories.
It's great.
It gives you chills.
Yes,
it
absolutely.
Really does.
And we've had some folks that have been close to suicide, and we've been able to work through and take some of that edge off of, you know, wanting to go that step and have avoided suicide.
And you talked about where the gentleman that you were referencing threw something, it sounds like to me that maybe some anger, frustration mm-hmm. issues, but he was able to express himself in a safe environment.
Absolutely.
And health, and in a healthy way, mm-hmm. get that out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is a way that they're not, you know, punching someone, you know, or whatever, yelling or anything like that. They're able to yell through paint.
Or taking substance abuse.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So if this helps, I always feel like if this helps one veteran, we're doing what we want, you know, what this program is for.
Mission accomplished.
Mission
right?
accomplished. Yes.
Okay. All right. If someone wants to take advantage of these courses at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, when are they? What do they need to do? Do they sign up ahead of time? Please give us the details.
Yes. So as we said, I want to repeat again. It is free of charge. Mm-hmm. It is Monday nights. 5:30 to 7:30. It's about 2 hours. We have a schedule posted at Mount Carmel front desk, and then we also have it published through the Behavioral Health Center. So if someone is interested in attending, have them contact the Behavioral Health Center, and they can tell them about the schedule and send it to them, as well as look to see, because we have a couple of different things coming up. In April, it's going to be art and dance, for example, for 6 weeks. And then we've got some nature in June. And then we've got some more art in October for our Arts Month. So we've got a lot of different things coming up. But I would say have them contact the Behavioral Health Center to get more information and see which one they might want to participate in.
And don't let the fact that you might have gotten a D in art in elementary school stop you from coming.
Right. No prior artistic experience is necessary.
All right, and you can also go directly to Bemis and find out more information, too.
You
can
come to Bemis School of Art. We're at the Fine Arts Center, so there is a couple of free days that anyone is welcome to come to for the galleries, so you can come and see the exhibitions. We also have a Mount Carmel Family Adventure Day coming up. The date escapes me right now, but Mount Carmel has all of that information, and then we've got our regular military artistic healing program. We're also doing some clay workshops as well. So a variety of things that we have available for veterans.
And where is Bemis located again? You mentioned the Fine Arts Center, but where is that physically at in the Springs?
We are downtown, at the north end of downtown. We're on the Colorado College campus. So we're part of Colorado College, and it's the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center. We have the school, we have a museum, and also a theater.
All right. Ladies, it was a pleasure. Thank you for everything
you're
doing for our veterans.
Thank you.
Thank you for this opportunity.
All right. And if you would like to subscribe to the Veterans Voice, go to veteransvoice.us, veteransvoice.us. Make sure you share this information, because it helps us spread the word and get this important information out to all the veterans and their family members. We want to help people. That's why we're here. Coming up next on the Veterans Voice, we're talking about pickleball. Yep, it's on the way. That's next.
You're listening to The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA, in partnership with Optum, Medicare Mentors, Colorado Computer Support, and the Wirenut Home Services.
The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA, Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, in the Optum Podcast Studio. Linda Sink, Resource Development and Events Manager. Linda, earlier today, you were talking about pickleball, and we're going to dive deep into what's coming up with pickleball. Our guest is Julie Malfitano. Julie, it's good to have you here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
All right, Linda, what's going on? This is going to be like a little rivalry between the military, the police, and the firefighters.
There's a whole lot going on.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me back, Mike. I'm super excited about this event. I'm new to pickleball, and Julie is a new friend. Springs Pickleball is a new friend. So we're going to have a good time. We're going to talk about the upcoming event in May. Mm-hmm. It's May 6th and 7th. It's the First Responders and Veterans Appreciation Tournament. So we do represent the military, the Colorado Springs Police Department, the Colorado Springs Fire Department. I'll let Julie talk a little bit more about that. But for those that are listening, if you want more information, you can give me a call. I'm at 719-772-7000. I'll point you in the right direction with all the emails and phone numbers that are associated. But wanted to introduce Julie to talk more about what's happening. Julie, where did this come from? Where did this event spark from?
You know, it just comes from my heart for first responders and veterans. My son works for this the fire department in security. So I have a heart for firemen, but I support the police. I back the blue. I love the veterans. My dad was 82nd Airborne. So I have a heart for all three. And I just thought, wouldn't it be cool to do something for them, you know? And I always had this vision of, you know, having red shirts, green shirts, and blue shirts, and, you know, tallying up points and having a little competition and having prizes for all three. We want all three to benefit from this event. But of course, we'll have a grand prize for the main winner of this event.
Sure.
So
I think it's going to be more than just a little competition.
I think you're right.
All of us are very competitive. Military is by nature competitive. Firefighters are strong, they're fast, they're quick, mm-hmm. They've got endurance and perseverance. And then you've got the police department, they never give up,
right?
Right.
Exactly.
So we're going to be duking it out with paddles and pickleballs.
Amen,
on the court.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
So we have May 6th and 7th,
yes.
Right? And that's a Saturday, Sunday, first weekend of May.
Correct.
I don't think anybody, maybe not everybody knows where you're at. Where is this going to be?
We are on 780 Vondel Park Drive. We're the big white building. Everybody knows it as Trampoline World. Everybody comes in and says, oh, we used to have parties there, you know, but we are now a pickleball facility. And so we're located between Garden of the Gods and Fillmore on Chestnut. Pretty easy to find. If you're not busy driving, you'll see us off to the west as you're going down I-25.
It's a nice facility. It's two mm-hmm. floors. So it used to be trampoline park, mm-hmm. right? So
that's
there's
correct.
Six courts downstairs. And I know you did something upstairs.
We have two courts upstairs. We use pickle roll for upstairs. All of our pros use those courts.
Okay.
So we do lessons and such up there. We will be utilizing them for the tournament as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I believe there's a snack bar.
So we have something called the patio,
okay.
where people can order in food. We don't actually have, we have snacks throughout the facility. We do have a liquor license, so you can get different drinks. So you can enjoy a drink in between, you know, watching pickleball rounds and such. We do have a wide variety of beverages that you can choose from.
Okay. No, well, I'm not sure that I would drink and play at the same time.
Yeah,
although
I don't recommend
make,
it, but maybe after.
It would make it interesting for sure. So about the tournament itself, mm-hmm. Where are the proceeds going? Who are we
representing? So we are supporting three different foundations. Of course, Mount Carmel Veterans Center for the military. And then for the Sheriff's Department, we are using Shield 616. If you're not familiar with them, they provide life-saving vests to our police officers. So you actually raise money to provide these vests that can save a police officer's life. And then for the fire department, we are supporting the Fire Foundation of Colorado Springs.
Very good. So the players will then represent those colors on
exactly,
the court, right?
Yes. So you will be able to choose whether you want to wear a red shirt or blue shirt or a green shirt. And it's obvious which one those represent.
I know what I'm representing.
And so as you're playing, we're going to be pooling the points of each individual person. So let's say if you're on a team and there's somebody supporting the fire department, somebody's supporting the military, and you win, you get 11 points versus 6 points. You each get 11 points towards your foundation
your
that you're supporting.
That
so,
makes sense.
So we tally up all your points. Yes.
So if you and I are playing mm-hmm. and I want to support military and you want to support the blue,
mm-hmm.
right? If we win, we both get the equal amount of points and
exactly.
we just put it to whichever chair of choice.
Right. You don't have to keep track of which one of you did the put away. You know, it's
okay.
just your total points for your team. Then you each get to put those points towards your team that you're supporting.
Very nice. So this is currently it's a 2-day event. You're saying maybe a 3-day event.
It could. If we are able to, we could possibly include Friday night in the event.
Well,
but I'll have
fun.
To talk to my program manager and see how he can shuffle things around. I feel like it's going to be a very popular event. And I feel like
too.
We would like to add that third day. So there's a good chance we're going to be doing Friday night as well.
So if we only do Saturday and Sunday, how many teams is that? How many people is that? What do you think?
I think in the last event, I want to say I had about 260 people, 260
Holy
players.
Smokes.
So we'll probably have four events, but usually those are split into men's and women's. Like, for instance, if you have 3-0 men's and 3-0 women's, they're playing at the same time.
Okay.
And so we will do for 3 hours. We'll be doing this bracket of 3-0 players, and then usually Sundays are mixed. We usually do the mixed doubles on Sunday.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit more about that, because not everybody is a pickleball player understands,
mm-hmm.
right? So there's different levels and skill levels of
exactly.
play.
We've got brand new novice beginners all the way up to intermediate and expert. Can you talk through that a little bit?
So a very beginner, we consider them a 2025, and we will be offering, we're hoping to be offering a bracket for the 2-5 players. We did it in our last tournament. It was hugely successful.
Oh.
And then 3-0 is about an intermediate level. A 3-5 is becoming an advanced, and then we consider 4-0 and above to be skilled. Of course, a 5-0 is considered a pro.
Wow. Do we have any pros coming?
We might.
Oh, how exciting. Okay. So I do know at Mount Carmel we have several staff members that will be playing. We have a couple board members that will be playing.
Fantastic.
So I'm excited to see how that turns out. Let's talk a little bit more about the event itself. Mm-hmm. Who's invited? Is it just for military people? Can civilians, dependent age brackets? Who can register to play? How does that happening?
Absolutely. So for regular civilians, I guess you would say, they are more than welcome to join this event. It's going to be $70 per person, not for team. So per person, it'll be $70. We are offering a discount to our military and first responders. So their registration will be $50. That will include their shirt.
Okay.
And so yeah, it's going to be for anybody. And if you do two events, it's $20 for the additional event. So you could
Who
play
does
in one.
Two of, that's
oh,
crazy.
Gosh, some people want to play three events. I don't know. Yeah, it's a lot of pickleball, but we're all a bunch of addicted pickleball players.
We definitely are.
So, and we would like to have first responders and veterans have first opportunity to be a part of this event. So up until April 1st, we are opening up the registration just to teams that include a veteran or a first responder. That does not mean that your partner has to be one. So if you're a veteran and you really want to play with your buddy, but they're not a veteran or a first responder, that's okay. We'll allow mixed teams, you know. That's fine. But we really want to give all the veterans and first responders first shot at it. So we're only taking registrations for them first up until April 1st. And then April 1st, we will be opening it up to all other teams who want to come out and support their first responders and veterans.
And just to be clear, this also includes active duty. I know we keep saying veterans,
yes,
but
yes,
I did have
active duty. And it also includes retired firefighters, retired policemen, but also active firefighters, active policemen, and active duty. So
okay, great.
The whole realm.
And then when it opens to everybody else on mm-hmm. April 1st,
exactly.
Age, what's the youngest?
You know, I've had we have a lot of 16 and 17-year-olds that play. In fact, I have a couple young gentlemen who work for me who are fantastic pickleball players. They usually play in the tournaments. And then, you know, it goes all the way up as, I mean, we have 80-year-olds playing in the tournament. So for this specific event, in past events, we usually have age brackets where we say, you know, this is our over 50 and under 50. But we decided for this event, we want it to be open to mixed ages because, for instance, my employee Corbin, his dad works for the El Paso County Sheriff Department, and they're going to want to play together. So we want fathers and sons to be able to play together and, you know, mothers and daughters to play together. And whatever the situation may be, we want to be able to open it up for those kinds of teams.
That makes sense. So mm-hmm. how do people get a hold of you?
So they can reach me at julie@springspickleball.com.
I also found you on Facebook as well.
Yes.
So we can find you there.
Yes, absolutely. Very good. On Facebook.
Thank you for joining us, Julie. Thanks for having us, Mike. I'm looking forward to this big tournament.
All right. Ladies, thank you again.
Thank you.
Great information. We appreciate it. The Veterans Voice is heard every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern, Saturday 8 a.m. Eastern, and Sunday 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Wreaths Across America Radio. You can go to the iHeartRadio app, the Odyssey app, and the TuneIn app. Just search for the word wreath for Wreaths Across America Radio, and you can tune in to The Veterans Voice. It's always a pleasure. We'll be back soon with another edition of The Veterans Voice. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate your time. Have a great day.
This is a message from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. If you were exposed to toxic substances while serving in the military, a new law called the PACT Act may make you eligible for additional benefits and care. The PACT Act benefits veterans of the Vietnam era, Gulf War era, and post-9/11 era who were exposed to toxic fumes, burn pits, Agent Orange, radiation, and other environmental hazards. Survivors of toxic exposed veterans and veterans who served in specific countries in Africa, the Middle East, and Southwest Asia are also potentially eligible. Learn more about the PACT Act by going to va.gov/pact or by calling 1-800-MY-VA-411. We at VA are here for you. and we're ready to get you the care and benefits you've earned and deserve. I'm Mike Richman.
Look, I get it. Most of us veterans don't like to talk about our feelings. We took the oath. We served. We sacrificed. We're supposed to be independent and fearless, right? But did you know that 83% of veterans experience some form of traumatic stress response? We need to talk about that. And at Next Chapter Community Collaborative, we do. Next Chapter provides veterans and their families with free services to write a future full of security and fulfillment, including sessions with licensed therapists who really understand the veteran's experience. We understand because many of us are veterans too. We provide a safe place to communicate openly and honestly. There's no judgment, only a team of dedicated professionals working around the clock to provide support to any veteran who needs it. So, if you or a veteran you know is struggling, we've got you. Find services and get started at nextchapterco.org. If you or someone you know may be considering suicide, dial 988, then press 1.
You've been listening to The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA. Veteran's Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and originates from the Optum Podcast Studio, located on the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center campus in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The podcast channel is provided by Medicare Mentors. Computing power is provided by technology partner Colorado Computer Support. Additional funding is provided by supporting partner the Wirenut Home Services. Veterans Voice airs on flagship station KRDL News Radio Sundays at 7:30 a.m. The podcast publishes Saturday at 8 a.m. and is available on all your favorite podcast apps.